Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me this morning is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today we're going to do part one of a two-part series on broadband access for Minnesota's public schools. And I understand this is something you've been pretty immersed in recently.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the center is just releasing a new report. We did it's a real preliminary report. We're just kind of scratching the surface. This is our first foray into it. And so we did a short survey of a number of school districts around the state. And also we talked to the coordinators or directors of the telecommunications access clusters around the state. These are consortia that most of the school districts in the state are involved in, and these groups basically work on negotiating rates for broadband and doing all sorts of the technical jobs that school districts need doing.
All right. So are there vast discrepancies in the access issues around the state?
Well, yeah. And you know, as you would expect, of course, the highest speeds are generally in the metro area, in and around the metro area. They can range as high as 100 to 250 megs. One school district had 1,000 meg access. Then you get out to the rural areas, and of course the farther you get from the metro, the slower the speeds get, until when you get out to school districts out in the western, northwestern, basically around the perimeter of the state, we're down to about 1.5 megabits per second. And so you can see there's quite a difference. Of course, this is the bandwidth. This is the speed that the district has to access the internet at. And so it is going to vary. You know, obviously a school district with 10,000 students and, you know, and the appropriate amount of staff is going to need more capacity to access the internet than, say, a school district with 500 kids and,
right,
and staff. And but it is the interesting thing that we found was that when we asked these people whether their access was adequate, they said yes for the most part. But then we asked them also, are you going to need more access in the next year or so? And just about all of them said yes for the next year. All of them said yes, they would need access in the next 2 years. And they said basically however much access we can get, the students and faculty and staff figure out a way to just use it all.
Sure. It's like the amount of space in your garage.
Exactly.
You find a way to fill it up.
Fill it up, yep.
Well, it's an interesting a piece of education, and it increasingly is a bigger part of education.
Right.
So certainly it's something that that needs addressing, and I'm delighted that you're able to at least bring some of that information to light. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.